Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? The great thing about podcasts is that you don't have to be a professional to do it. Anybody can publish anything. But there are a lot of questions to ask when you first get started. I know I had a bunch. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other big places people like to listen? And how do I make money off my podcast? Because it truly is a labor of love. To answer every one of these questions, it's really simple, actually. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. Even I can use it. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. I love Anchor because it's simple to use. I can record an episode or just a thought on my phone and upload it right then and there. They provide background music and also some sounds to really make your podcast pop. So if you've ever wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. To join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor, that's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Welcome to the Your Oxygen Mask First podcast. I'm Erin Young, and this is a space where we explore ways to help the helpers. Because you can't help anyone before you help yourself. So sit back, put your own oxygen mask on, and enjoy the ride. And thank you for joining us. I am super excited to have Shelby Foster on our show, and she is my amazing soul sister.
Hey.
Hey. And she's going to be talking about holistic fitness, which is something I've never heard before until I met her. So Shelby, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Yeah. So first of all, thank you, Erin. I'm super, super excited to be here. Like I said, soul sister, what's up?
Hey.
So I grew up in Lake Tahoe, born and raised, super small town. So always did athletics and sports and stuff. Growing up, you know, it's just kind of like second nature to always be athletic, be outside, doing some kind of form of exercise and whatnot. As far as the nutrition part of it, though, that was something that I never really learned about until I would say about a year ago. So found myself here in Reno about almost, it's been I think about 3 years now. My fitness journey for me kicked off when I came into I Love Kickboxing and took my first class here and kind of was able to tune back into myself and what was I was passionate about and caring about myself again. And fast forward to now, we're sitting here. I own my own fitness business. I compete in bodybuilding shows and love anything and everything fitness. So, yeah.
And if you can't, obviously you can't see her because we're talking if you're listening on the podcast, but she's super, super fit. Super fit.
Thanks.
I'm so envious of her. And thank you. We need to give a shout out to I Love Kickboxing because yes. They let us use the studio for this because yes. It's nice and quiet.
Yes.
Because the craziness hasn't started yet until this afternoon.
Not yet. Yeah. Later, 2 p.m.
So a little bit about your fitness journey. I didn't realize, but you kind of had a little bit of a struggle before you kind of found your groove.
Mm-hmm. One of my biggest things and moving forward with, you know, my business and stuff, this is something that I want to be able to kind of hold and show people the most about me. So before I found the studio, I was very, very in a rut, really, really dark place. I, you know, would misuse alcohol, food, a lot of times to just numb my body and numb my emotions. And I wasn't happy with who I was and I didn't know what I wanted to do anymore. I was stuck in a really toxic relationship. Mm-hmm. Everyone I was around was just super negative, didn't, you know, find the value in life and stuff like that. So definitely walking through the kickboxing doors or I Love Kickboxing studio doors, definitely life-changing and being able to sit down with an instructor and have someone ask me like what I wanted from my life was definitely life-changing. And you know, like I went through all those struggles that a lot of people go through and don't realize that, yes, I'm here now, but you know, I've gone through that unhealthy relationship with food and unhealthy relationship with my body and looking in the mirror and being like, oh my God, like you're disgusting kind of thing. So being able to kind of connect with people in that sense, I love to be able to do. And I want people to know that that is me and still was me. And, you know, just because now I have my own fitness business and I'm a kickboxing instructor and do all this stuff now, doesn't mean that I was always this way kind of thing. So,
I think it's important, especially for people who are in the helping profession that struggle with those same kind of struggles that you do, you know, the alcohol abuse, the food abuse, bad relationships. And it's really nice to see someone who has been there and done that, but was able to get themselves out. So it's not hopeless. And if someone like you can do this, anybody can do it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that was one of the biggest things, you know, I kind of found myself going back to old ways a little bit after I started my fitness journey. And I was like, okay, I need something to keep me back on track. And that's where I started competing in bodybuilding shows. So the first show, I was like, okay, I'm going to do this because I know there's people out there that are just like me. I guess my why kind of just sprouted out. So I wanted to show people that this was something that literally anyone and everyone can do, you know, for yourself or for your why or whatever it is. So that was like a big part of my fitness journey and still is today too. Mm-hmm.
So how hard was it to prepare for bodybuilding? I just have to sidebar onto that. Yeah. 'Cause that's, if you've never done it before, you know, was it a good challenge or was it a struggle?
It was everything. The goods, the bads, the crazies. So I definitely didn't know what I was getting myself into my first show. I was like, oh yeah, this will be cool. It's actually crazy. This month last year was the first time I ever stepped into a gym to lift weights. I had been in there to do like the treadmill or cardio or, you know, whatnot. But a year ago this month was the first time I actually like lifted up a weight. I had no idea what, I mean, I kind of had the general idea of what different exercises were and stuff, but as far as training that way and stuff, I had never, I was like, this is super new. So that was definitely a new aspect to me. As far as like eating and stuff like that goes, that was pretty easy for me because if you do it correctly, it's not, you shouldn't have to deprive too much or anything like that. But the mindset was definitely something that back and forth all the time. I remember halfway through my first prep, so I did about a 14-week prep, my first show, and halfway through kind of like the 8-week, 7-week out mark, I remember calling Javon and, you know, telling him, I was like, that's it, I'm done. Like, why do I have to do this to prove myself? Kind of just having like a meltdown kind of thing. And Javon was kind of my accountability partner throughout this whole thing. He saw my whole journey, and he was always there to kind of like remind me on those really late nights when we get off the studio and all I want to do is just, you know, go and sleep for like 2 days or whatever it is. He would always be like reminding me of my why and reminding me of my purpose and stuff like that. So I remember talking to him and we joke about it now, but he told me, he's like, Shelby, like someone's out there right now grinding, like at the gym, like working harder and stuff like that. And I was like crying. I don't care if someone's better than me. Like, I don't care if I don't win. And we laugh about it now all the time because it's just one of those like weak moments that, you know, really, I was, again, super, super weak. And then from that, it was kind of just like a building back up moment. So super crazy for show. I love being on the stage, though. It's super fun meeting people, being up there and showcasing your hard work, I think, is my favorite part about it.
That's definitely exciting. And you definitely have a presence out there.
Thank you.
Yeah. So let's dive into holistic fitness. Yes. And like I said, I didn't even know this was a thing until I met Shelby, but apparently it's amazing.
Yeah. So I didn't really know it was a thing either until a few months ago. With me, like I said, growing up as an athlete, you know, being active and exercising was always kind of second nature. And so I didn't really know that there was more to fitness than, you know, working out, making sure you're eating good, whatever that is for you kind of thing. And so going through my journey, mainly I would say kind of after my first show and going to Thailand and doing some traveling with like my sister and kind of seeing how being overseas as far as like fitness goes and mindset and all that stuff, I think that's kind of when the holistic approach to fitness kind of started for me. I am super new to like the meditation, mindset, all that stuff. But I think it's the most important thing about fitness. You know, anyone can go and go to the gym and do some reps and do, you know, whatever exercise it is, but it's the other part, the mindset, loving yourself, the self-care, the self-love, being intuitive with your body, knowing the different signals it's giving you, as far as like, hey, I just had this food and it doesn't really sit well with, you know, our body. We're not digesting it well, and kind of being able to read those cues. And I think mainly just being able to kind of go inwards, you know, as far as connecting with yourself a little bit more, doing that through fitness. So kind of just that whole everything, mind, body, soul, everything, love, world, I don't know. So, yeah.
So how did you notice that your wellness and your fitness routine, how did it change once you started practicing holistic fitness and paying attention to the body as a whole, including the mind and different responses that your body is giving?
I would say it's definitely something, a work in progress. So it's something that some days are very, very hard. And some days I'm like, oh, why, you know, why do I have to have it this way kind of thing? And then other days I'm very grateful for it. It's kind of one of those things where you just have to find the balance. And the more you do it and practice it, the easier it becomes. And the more in tune you can be with it, I guess you could say. Because it's not easy sometimes being so in tune with your body and knowing like, okay, I feel this way because of this. If I'm not careful, my mindset will start going to like, oh, well, you know how to numb that, you know how a quick little easy, you know, some food or alcohol like will numb that and you won't have to feel that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a blessing. I always have to kind of remind myself that as well, especially in those harder times where I'm, you know, either stressed or haven't slept very well for a week or whatever it is. And kind of my like willpower and all that stuff is a little bit lower. I just have to go back in towards myself a little bit more.
What are some of the things you do to practice being holistic? Is it just meditation or are there other aspects to the whole well-being?
So I would say it mainly started with meditation. So I would do little mini sessions every now and then with Javon. He actually is an amazing teacher. he's the one who kind of brought me into the meditation world and whatnot. So he would tell me, show me different techniques and stuff. So it started with that, doing that every, I'd say maybe like once every 2 weeks or once a week. And then kind of after that, it started becoming like an everyday, I'll wake up in the morning, go and do like a, maybe a 10 minute, 15 minute meditation. And so as far as like meditation wise, that's kind of that aspect of it that started and I still use that. Another big aspect is the mindset. So I think this is the biggest thing that not only myself in the past struggled with, but I feel a lot of people struggle with as well, is being able to turn that little, you know, the voice inside your head to positive and being on your team instead of being on the opponent's team or being against you and being against what you really want and all that stuff. So I think the biggest thing with that, as far as, you know, self-love and your mindset, I'll do little things like I'll have little sticky notes around my mirror in my bathroom and stuff, just saying either like a I am statement or a mantra or something like that that I want to kind of remind myself. The ones that I have right now are, I have a little sticky one of remember to always feel good and to always love yourself. So that's one that I've been kind of using lately. And there's also some other techniques to do like after, you know, getting out of the shower, rub lotion on your body and tell your body, like, I love you. Thank you for everything that you do. You are brilliant and bright and vibrant. So I'll do stuff like that. And then just always being aware of if my mind starts saying something negative, being able to be like, nope. All right. Flitch, you know, like flip the switch. as far as that goes and just being like positive and stuff. Yeah, so affirmations have been a really big thing too. And I think just reading and growing and learning more about how other people either do self-love or work on their mindset. I'll read a lot of like entrepreneurial books and how to grow as a person and self-help kind of books, stuff like that. And getting little tips and tricks from there have been very, very beneficial too. So,
are there any favorites you want to share?
Ooh, so let's see. Right now, I'm reading How to Be a Badass. that one's a really good one. And then she has a second one that's How to Be a Badass at Making Money. So I've been kind of reading. I'll go back and forth between those two. So those are, I would say, my favorite ones right now. Also reading Lewis Howes' as well. He has a few different ones. He's awesome. I listen to his podcast as well in the morning. He's very, very motivational, and his mindset is way up there too. So,
oh, very good.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
Right now, I just finished Brené Brown's Braving the Wilderness, and that one was pretty insightful. If you want to take a look at that one, we'll trade. We'll do our own little book club.
Yes, I love it. I love it. I love books. I wish I could read like 10 in a day.
Well, and that's why podcasts are great, because you can listen to them while you're doing other things.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, and I definitely have driven into a little bit more of listening to podcasts and stuff, especially driving from Tahoe here for work and stuff.
Yeah,
throw on a podcast and be good.
When you were telling me too, you discovered them while you were traveling abroad.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yes. And those were fun too, because just on like the train rides or even the plane or anything, just to pop them in, just because I didn't want to lug around a bunch of books or anything while we were traveling. So it was perfect.
So why is it important to be balanced in all aspects of your life, not just fitness or not just improving your mindset?
How I kind of look at it is you have fitness as one aspect of your life. But then you also have, you know, eating healthy, you have self-love, you have the mindset, you have, you know, all these other different aspects that kind of play a part in your life and really make who you are as a person. So if you have, you know, your fitness game is amazing and 100%, that's cool and everything. But then, you know, maybe if your mindset is only at that 20% level, it's kind of, you know, unbalanced, like a teeter-totter or something like that. So for me, I kind of see it as I want to be able to be as close to 100% in each different area as I can. You know, just like when you're going to the gym and working out a muscle or something, you don't want your calves to be crazy big and then your thighs to be super tiny. Just kind of as that overall whole person and just being the best you could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something I struggle with big time, is because I look at my life as a pie. And if I spend too much time in the work part of the pie, that means that there's left less of the pie for the family time.
Yeah.
And then so I need to make more family time. So that takes another piece of the pie out of the fitness or the meal prepping or, you know, the self-improvement. So it feels like you only have 24 hours in a day, and you have to be very mindful on how you spend those 24 hours, because at some point something will ultimately have to give.
Yes.
Unless we can make a time machine or
time-space
continuum, I don't know. But and so, and that's what maybe you can help me with, and at some point help our listeners with, is, you know, how can you make all things equal and not have that opportunity cost of giving up something that you want so much without having to sacrifice something that's really also very important.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the biggest things that people struggle with nowadays as far as like their fitness journey and stuff, is because there is so much pull that we're getting in all different directions as far as family goes and work and, you know, all everything, just life, without having like structure and being mindful of like, okay, I only have a certain amount of time. You know, maybe I'm not going to spend this amount of time scrolling through Facebook or do this or do that kind of thing. Just being mindful of what you're giving your attention to and your time, and also connecting that to what your priorities are, and as far as, you know, when you feel like you're 120%, what does that look like, and kind of being able to prioritize that and shape your time with that into kind of make one big whole piece.
What you mean, the hour that I spend scrolling through Facebook and the Insta,
right?
You know, I could actually use that for something else.
I know, right? Or when you're like in bed and you're like, I really don't want to get up yet, I'm just gonna scroll through real quick and pretend like I don't have to get up, and
you know, 30 minutes later,
right,
you've just wasted like that time. And it's hard too to be mindful of those time sucks.
Oh yeah, most definitely, because it's so easy. You know, one of those things where if we're waiting for someone, we'll just pull out our phone and kind of scroll through, or maybe waiting for a table at a restaurant or something kind of thing. So it's just, it's one of those kind of second nature go to, to kind of just use up some space and some time.
So you're saying I should be doing squats while I'm waiting for my table?
Yes. Burpees. Yes.
No, nobody will look at me for that. Be like, oh, I'm getting my fitness on. What are you doing?
I'm good. What are you doing over
there? I'm burning off my pizza I'm about to eat in 10 minutes.
In my heels. It's cool.
It's fine. Totally fine. No worries.
I love it.
So let's go over to diet. Yes. And fitness, but we've been talking about fitness a lot. So how about diet, and why is it important for somebody to be mindful of, especially in the helping profession? Mm-hmm. You know, eat on the go. We probably don't make the best choices.
Yes. Diet. So I love, 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 love talking about this. I'm a little like food nutrition nerd. I geek out all this stuff. I will literally go, and I got so excited when we got the Sprouts over here. I literally spent like 2 hours in there just like looking at everything and seeing what they had.
You're taking me shopping after this.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, go. I got you. But yeah, it's just, it's, there's so much out there, and it's so cool because I kind of look at it as like your body is this temple, and you know, whatever you put into it is what you're going to get out. And so, you know, if you're going to put in all these like whole, nutritious, yummy, colorful, foods into it, then it's, you kind of radiate that out. So you'll radiate out that color, radiate out that nutrition to other people, and just other aspects of your life kind of thing. So I think it's super fun to go and like find random crazy food items and throw them together and see different flavors and see how you can mix like spices in with like your chicken. And even, I mean, even on the go, there's some fun little things that you can grab as far as like, you know, when you're road tripping or stuff like that, just to help keep you on your game, so you're not stopping at like McDonald's or Jack in the Box for those Oreo shakes. That's my weakness. But yeah, I love it. It's just, there's so much out there, and it's so much fun.
So say I have a 15-minute break and I can only stop at a gas station or Starbucks. What's a good go-to for either of them? Because people in my profession, it's either 7-Eleven or Starbucks. That's where we get our food. Yeah, so.
Right? Okay. Do you need caffeine? First question.
Always?
Always. I know. I was like, so I would do probably Starbucks as far as caffeine goes. But I would be careful because I wouldn't get one of those like Frappuccinos or anything like that. You want to kind of stick to the cold brews. Those actually have the most caffeine in them too. So cold brews, espressos, all that stuff. The gas station coffees are really, really good, but they're loaded with a lot of like sugar and processed, all that stuff. So they taste good. They usually give you like those headaches and stuff. So I would go as far as coffee to probably Starbucks. I know now they have those little like lunch meals and stuff. So if it's something where you just have to go real quick, those are always good to just kind of grab those. With some coffee, and I think sometimes they have like some bananas or something like that. But if you only have a gas station, what I would suggest is doing like, you want to get always like your protein, carbs, and fats in kind of for every meal. So some easy ones at a gas station would be like turkey jerky, some nuts or seeds to get your carbs and your proteins and your fats, and maybe like usually they'll have like some bananas or something there as well. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it depends on how much caffeine you need.
All of it.
Right?
All the whole store. So, moving on. What steps can someone take who has either never, ever cared about their fitness and diet before, or used to back in the day, but now they have kids and a job and they haven't done it in a really long time?
Yeah. I would say the biggest thing is to plan. So plan for success, plan, like if it's something that you've been thinking about, kind of start like, okay, well, what would this look like in my schedule now? How am I gonna, you know, rearrange either picking the kids up from school or, maybe instead of, you know, driving all the way home from work, you're going to bring your gym bag with you so you can get that extra 30 minutes in at the gym or whatever it may look like. So I would definitely say plan and do your research. So I think a lot of people kind of get super excited about starting this new like fitness journey, you know, are super, super motivated that they just dive in 3,000% and kind of want to change everything all at once. And usually it's kind of like a sensory overload for, you know, our mind, our body, everything, to have so many different changes at once that we kind of get discouraged or overwhelmed. That's when you kind of see the little patterns of, you know, the month on really good, and then you maybe 2 months or a month off, and then it's like, okay, I'm going to do it this time. This time is going to be the last time, you know, kind of thing. So I would just definitely say plan and kind of baby step into it. Definitely, if it's something that you've never done before, especially do little steps, start making those little habits one by one, and then, you know, kind of go for there. So,
yeah. You mean I can't get my beach body in 2 days like Amazon Prime?
I know, right? I wish.
Man, okay. Killing me, Shelby.
I know, I'm sorry. Crushing dreams over here.
Do you have any meal plan, meal prep suggestions for somebody that's super busy and has a family?
I would say definitely as far as like maybe on a Sunday or a Saturday or whatever day that they have off to kind of, again, plan for their week. A lot of times what I'll do is I'll have a couple like set recipes or food ideas that I'm going to have for the week. And I'm kind of the kind of person where I cannot meal prep for 5 days and eat the same thing. So it's a little bit more work on my end, but that's okay because that's something that I like and it helps me stay on track. So it was one of those like give and pull kind of things. But I would definitely say kind of sit down and go over maybe if, you know, the whole family has dinners together, kind of plan out what those dinners are going to look like first. And then based on that, plan like you do your meal prep for your lunch and your breakfast, mm-hmm. Or your snacks and stuff, and just plan ahead and kind of be ready for those crazy moments when life happens and everything goes to crazy plans, and have those kind of like easy buttons, easy meal prep meals already in there, or healthy food options for you to just grab in case you don't have a full like 30 minutes to cook something or whatnot. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I get hangry.
I know, me too. Oh my God, it's bad. And then
everything is out the window.
Yeah, ask my family, like especially when I was in Italy and I was on prep and I hadn't had my meals. Oof, they're like, you need to eat.
It's <You're>, bad. You're fussy.
Yes.
So how does one find resources for holistic fitness, or how do they find the right trainer or coach?
I would definitely say the biggest thing as far as when you start this journey, especially because this is such a big thing for a lot of people, and depending on how much time and effort you're willing to put into it, I would definitely kind of make sure that whoever you're reaching out to as far as a coach, that you make that connection with. I think that's the biggest thing, is making that connection, because, you know, down the road, you're going to be able to go to them when things get harder and tough, and just kind of find someone that you can connect with on, you know, whatever level it is. Maybe it's something that happened to them in their past that you're going through right now. Or maybe it's just their personality. You can connect to that. Even just little things like that, I would say definitely be able to connect with someone, because then you will be able to kind of have another accountability partner, to not only yourself, but them as well. Mm-hmm. So I think coaches are super, super awesome. I think everyone should have a coach. I even have a coach. Probably will have a coach for the rest of my life, just because you need that another accountability, no matter what. It doesn't matter, you know, if you're just starting out. It doesn't matter if you've been in the industry for, you know, 30 years plus or whatever. Having that coach is kind of like another aspect of leveling up on that. So I would definitely say start doing some research online as far as like coaches in your areas. I know nowadays there's a lot of like online coaching and stuff, and that's kind of what I've been gravitating towards a little bit, mm-hmm. just so that, you know, you can reach more people. But I would definitely just say like interview them, just like if they were to interview you to be in their program and whatnot, and make sure that it's going to be something that you feel is right when mm-hmm. you talk to them or whatnot.
Because you want somebody you could be able to text and say, please forgive me for I have sinned. I just ate a whole box of Oreos.
What do I do now?
Exactly. Because they need to know that. You can't lie to them, or else it doesn't help either one of you.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's the biggest thing is being trustful and trusting the process. And that's another aspect of that, is to be able to be vulnerable with things like that, because those are not easy to admit, to tell someone that you just ate a whole box of Oreos, you know. So...
Do you have any closing thoughts or anything else you want to add?
I would say, yeah, just anyone who is starting their fitness journey, never, never, never get discouraged. And the biggest thing that I've learned on my fitness journey is it's not a destination, it's a journey. It's called that for a reason. I used to be in this mindset when I kind of started my journey as well, that once I lose all this weight, once I get toned, you know, perfect. All right, I got that body. Like, I won't have to keep going to the gym as much, or I won't have to worry as much about like what I'm eating and stuff like that. Needless to say, once I got there and was like, oh yeah, I can eat whatever now, I don't have to go to the gym as much, and started kind of seeing my progress dwindle, that's when it kind of clicked, like, okay, this is something that, you know, you don't get there and then it's like, congratulations, you're here for the rest of your life kind of thing. You will always have different things pop up as far as, you know, having family, having kids, starting new journeys with that, starting new journeys with traveling and new jobs and all that stuff. So it's always going to be one of those things where you're going to be molding, you know, your life and your fitness journey. And I mean, even just fun little things as far as maybe this year you want to do a half marathon and training for that. And then maybe next year it's you want to do a bodybuilding show or whatnot. So those kind of look a little bit different. And so it's fun. It's something that's always changing and it's never going to be 100% perfect. And I think that's kind of like the beauty in the fitness journey. So yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you, Shelby. If people wanted to reach out to you and get more information on you and your program, how do we find you?
Yes. I would say definitely on Instagram. I'm very big on there. At The Fitness Kook for my Instagram. You can also find me on Facebook. Same thing, The Fitness Kook. And then if you're in the Reno, Tahoe area, you can come by. I Love Kickboxing and see me take a class. And just reach out to me. I love meeting people and I love connecting with people who are either just starting their fitness journey, in the middle of the fitness journey, wherever it is. So,
and I'll post your Insta and your Facebook and all the ways that we can connect. Perfect. On our episode page and our resource page too.
Awesome. Yay.
Well, thank you so much, Shelby, for joining me. I loved having you here. I do appreciate it. And if you love Shelby as much as I do, please come to our page and like, subscribe, give us a review, shout us, let us know how we're doing. Nobody's let me know how we're doing yet, so hopefully you guys like it.
Yeah, hopefully.
Thanks, girl.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. And I hope that you found something that really resonates with you. I can't wait to share even more. So please subscribe to the podcast. And you can find links to our resources in the description and at youroxygenmaskfirst.com.